Assalamualaikum dan salam sejahtera. Anda bersama saya Afizal Zaman dalam Buletin Awani. Pagi ini kita mulakan dengan perkembangan luar negara. Saintis di Universiti Oxford mengesahkan vaksin COVID-19 yang dibangunkan mereka dalam ujian awal menunjukkan tindak balas imun pelindung kepada ratusan individu yang disuntik. Kajian itu dijalankan bermula April melibatkan kira-kira 1,000 sukarelawan yang mana separuh daripada mereka mendapat suntikan vaksin. Dalam penyelidikan jurnal Lancet, para saintis mendapati vaksin COVID-19 yang dihasilkan memberi tindak balas imun berganda kepada individu berusia 15 hingga 55 tahun. Tindak balas itu kekal selama 2 bulan selepas mereka diberikan imunisasi.
We have found that in over 1,000 people, the safety profile looks rather good and reassuring. And importantly, we are seeing good immune responses in almost everybody. Now, what this vaccine does particularly well is trigger both arms of the immune system. So in addition to neutralizing antibodies, which other vaccines do, we also see a very strong T-cell response. Well, I think there's increasing evidence that having a T-cell response as well as antibodies could be very important in controlling COVID. We see people who've recovered from a COVID illness who have essentially no measurable antibodies but do have T-cells. So the guess there is that the T-cells have been important in helping them to clear their infection.
Beliau menjelaskan antibodi penutralan dihasilkan molekul yang menjadi kunci menyekat jangkitan. Selain itu, vaksin juga menyebabkan reaksi pada sel T tubuh yang membantu melawan COVID-19.
Even 2 billion doses may not be enough. That's a huge achievement if we can do it. No vaccine has ever produced 500 million doses in a year. So we definitely want other vaccines to work. We want them to share the activity or the burden, if you like. I think the vaccine is the way out. And I think that we're going to need a lot of vaccine because there was a hope that if we had a vaccine quickly, we could put out the pandemic and it wouldn't come back. I think it's going to be very difficult to control this pandemic without a vaccine.
Dalam berita itu, Hill menjelaskan ujian skala besar masih dijalankan melibatkan 10,000 individu di United Kingdom, Afrika Selatan dan Brazil. Ujian skala besar turut akan dimulakan di Amerika Syarikat tidak lama lagi dengan jumlah sukarelawan mencecah 30,000.